Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
There is not, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Hearing no.
Motion to approve the agenda as last revised.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carried. Next will be the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carried. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation of those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to the following rules. One, all persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room and, in extreme cases, in civil or criminal charges being filed. Two, each application will be announced separately and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. Three, the applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Four, the board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. Five, the board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. Six, the board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. Seven, if you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Eight, once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. Nine, if you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken. In addition, those items are considered after all new public hearings, and you're advised that may be late in the evening when such matters come up. 10. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for a result. 11. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn that off for the duration of the meeting. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. First case, please.
Case number 10731, Craig H. Rapinowitz, east of Route 24, east of White Pine Drive, being lot 162 within Pines at Long Neck Phase 2, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Sir, you need to step forward and be sworn in. Counsel, please.
Will you give your name and address, please?
Craig Howard Rabinowitz. My current address is 168 White Pine Drive. Second address, third address is 131 Charger Road, which is Rochester, Maryland.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, you may take place at the podium.
Good evening, sir.
Evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for this variance?
Yes, sir. my lot is only 60 feet wide, and I'm requesting the setback be from 10 feet down to 5 feet. The porch that I would like to put on the home, that would make the porch 11 foot wide. If I didn't have the variance, then the porch would only be 6 foot wide. So it wouldn't be useful to us. Like I mentioned, the narrowness would be an inadequate living space. So we would like to have the variance cut down from 10 feet down to 5 feet. Excuse me, the setback from 10 feet to 5 feet to allow for an 11-foot wide porch.
Proposed porch on that side?
There is no porch.
There's not one there now, though?
No, sir.
Okay.
Just a set of steps.
Set of steps. Okay. Okay, now that you have, explained that, can you at this time address the standards for the grading of the variance for the board? And you got your packet, did you get a...
I did, yes, sir.
Okay, could you do that this time, please?
Okay, the uniqueness?
Please.
The lot is narrow, it's 60 foot wide. The house is 28 foot wide, which leaves 16 feet on each side to the property line. We would like to cut the setback in half from 10 feet to 5 feet. This would allow for a room that's 11 foot wide porch. This would give the room for reasonable usage of the porch. This location of the porch will allow usage of the front entryway. Well, it's really the side entryway because the house is set on the property long ways.
Okay.
Possibility of development. The porch... Right. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? No, the porch would be too narrow, and it would create an inadequate living space.
Okay.
Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes. Has a difficulty been created by the applicant? No, it's an existing condition. Affect the surroundings? Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No, because there are other porches that are already in existence on other homes. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development of adjacent property? No. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No. Will the variance represent the least modifications possible to regulations at issue? Yes. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes. And will the variance represent the least modification? Well, it's the same. Actually, that's in there twice.
Okay.
They're actually the same question.
I'm sorry?
I said A and C on that page are actually the same question.
Okay. All right. I thank you for that. Okay, now at this time, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
Have you talked to your neighbors about it?
Yes, I have.
Are they?
All of them have indicated that it shouldn't be an issue at all. Actually, we're just new to the neighborhood. We bought the home September 20th. And, we're improving the property. Everybody seems to be very happy. I've met several of the neighbors. And they're happy to have me. I did want to point out on, I keep repeating myself, it says porch. It's actually going to be a covered porch, more of a three-season room. I know I wasn't specific on there, so I just want to go on record.
Be a covered, okay.
Being specific.
Okay, any further questions, Mr. Hudson?
Does your property have any other variances that you're aware of?
No, I do not know of any. We just had a title search when we bought the property. I would have thought that would have came, to light at that time.
And do you plan, the shed is how far from the property line?
The shed...
At 8.7 feet.
Yeah. 8.7, yes, but it's not on a permanent foundation. It's just on blocking right now.
So it'd be possible to move it. So.
If you look directly to behind it, well, to the right on your, there's actually a chain link fence there that was in existing condition. You know, we bought the home like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's why that on the survey they actually said it's not on the permanent foundation. So,
Mr. Hudson, the shed can be 5 feet from the side.
Oh, it can be. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Mills?
What's on the concrete pad in the back?
There is nothing as it stands. I believe the resident before me had dogs, so I guess it was some type of run. But right now there's nothing on there. My picnic table's on there now, but there was nothing existing other than the concrete pad.
Yeah, you say you have 6 feet down the side. Well, you do.
Just a total of 16 feet down the side.
Well, on this side that you're requesting the variance, you could build 6 feet out.
Yes.
Is there a reason why you wouldn't build a walkway down to a deck on the back?
The propane tanks are in the back, and I think that would be more of an eyesore than anything. I guess there's no reason why we couldn't do it, but I wanted to try and get as much space as I could possibly. Plus, I wanted to use it as an entryway also, sort of like a foyer type thing. But you wouldn't have to just walk into the house. You could walk into the porch and then into the home.
No other questions.
No further questions? Okay. Thank you.
I have one other thing here real quick.
Yes, sir.
I have a letter from the association.
Okay. Hand it down to the secretary, if you would, please.
I've already discussed it with them, and basically they said there's no problems, pending the outcome of the hearing.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, we did receive a letter in favor from an homeowner on lot 161 and lot 77.
That's two. Okay. Thank you.
And then he did submit a letter of no objection for the addition from the Homeowners Association.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10731, and I don't believe it altered the central character of the neighborhood. It's a minimum variance to grant relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10731. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. Mm-hmm.